And when the pain body is ready to awaken, it could happen in the middle of a meditation. And then it'll wait for the slightest provocation, a little, the door opening. Leave me alone, can't you see? I'm doing my metta meditation. For God's sake, get out of here. There is a cycle here of human pain becoming a self, the delusion of self. And through becoming a self, identification with it, it renews itself. So the simple, how do you get out of it? So simple. See it for what it is when it arises as the movement of human pain, almost physical, halfway between emotion and you can almost feel it has a physical aspect to it. Fear, for example, my pain body, which was extremely dense, was composed predominantly of fear energy. So I would wake up in the middle of the night shivering with fear and mind movements to accompany that. All the dreadful things that were going to happen to me. See the movement of pain for what it is, human pain. Watch it as it arises. So as it arises, and it may arise quickly, particularly if it's anger that is a predominant energy field, it can be as quick as an explosion. Not easy to watch it. If it goes wrong, you have to be there as it goes wrong. And then it's there. So what do you do with it? Say, go away. No. It is the form that this moment takes. Human pain. This moment then takes the form of that pain, fear, anger, heaviness, depression. And what do you do with the now? You allow it to be. And you allowing implies that there is an awareness, because the awareness and the allowing are really one. You allow it to be. So you see it and you allow the movement of pain, then it cannot use your mind, because you're watching it directly. If when it cannot use your mind, it cannot renew itself. So it will simply be the expression of old pain, but it's not, you're not adding to it by unconsciously identifying with it and making it into a self. And so that is the beginning of a gradual transmutation of the pain. Gradually, the trapped energy that was there becomes freed. And it is a strange fact that in those human beings, very often, who have the densest pain bodies, the heaviest pain bodies, liberation can happen very quickly, because the suffering becomes almost unbearable. And so you recognize, what you then do is, this was the case with me. I could not live with myself any longer. That night, when the pain reached a climax, this thought came into, I talk about it briefly in the book, I cannot live with myself any longer. And that thought became a koan in Zen. Koan, as many of you know, is a kind of riddle that has no logical answer that you could work out. So the koan that spontaneously arose was that sentence, that phrase, I cannot live with myself. And suddenly I saw self and the pain of self. I said, I. There are two here. I and the self that I cannot live with. What's that self? It's painful self. It's a story. It's a painful story. That's what I can't live with. Who am I? Who is I? I, at its deepest level, is the unconditioned consciousness, the one I am.